This is a HeadGum Original.
We have some great news, and it's so great that this is me, Andrew, traveling back in time from a time in the future that I'm no longer on paternity leave to let you guys know that we have been nominated for a People's Choice Podcast Award for Best Music Podcast. We're so excited. Frankly, we're honored, but it's an award that you all can vote for. Voting closes very soon on July 31st. And all you have to do is go to podcastawards.com. You do have to sign up, but you can vote for your beloved Punch Up the Jam. You can vote for a lot of other HeadGum podcasts like XOXO Gossip Kings, like Three Black Halflings, like Not Another D&D Podcast, like Drag Her. You do have to make an account, but we'd really appreciate it if you go to podcastawards.com, sign up for an account. And this confused me. It doesn't say you're voting, it says you're, quote, saving your nominations. But just go over, make an account real quick, save your nominations, vote for your beloved Punch Up the Jam. We really appreciate it. And I'm gonna be back in a week or two. Can't wait to see you all, hear you all, talk at you all. Thanks for voting.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you guys think Mark Anthony looks like a ghost?
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Oh.
He looks like he died like a decade ago. And that's very mean to say. That's cruel, and I apologize for it.
I don't want to say it because it is so mean, but there's something a little spooky. Like if he's not,
he's a little skeletory, right?
There's a skeletorian.
Oh, I feel so bad saying that, but like he has so much money. Like, come on.
Yeah, he just needs a little Botox, right?
I love injectables, okay? Mm-hmm. There is an injectable for that. Not that, like, you need to, but, like, you're a celebrity. Wouldn't you want to, like, look and feel your best instead of, like, a corpse warmed over?
Maybe he's just not getting enough nutrients.
That could be it. What's your diet, Mark Anthony?
Yeah.
What are you eating?
Take some vitamins.
Because it's not J-Lo's pussies anymore.
Wow. Yes!
There it is.
Baby.
He wasn't drinking from the fountain of youth anymore.
Ay, mama.
I mean.
Let's punch it.
Punch up the jam. Punch it up. Who are you thinking? Punch it. Punch up the jam. Punch it up. Punch it. Punch it. Punch it. Punch up the jam. Punch it up. Get the party going. Punch it. Punch up the jam. Punch it up.
Punch it.
Punch Up the Jam is the show in which we take the greatest hits of all time, and we got a doozy for you this week, and we make them even greater. I'm one of your hosts, Evan Gregory. My brother and co-host Andrew is off, and I'm joined this week by the co-hosts of the Boss Bitch Show, Kirsten O'Brien and Rachel Green. Guys,
hey!
Welcome to the show. These guys host a show here in New York City filled with stand-ups and fun and comedy galore, but they've also just launched an eponymous podcast, is that the right word, also called The Boss Bitch Show, and I demand that you check it out. We'll talk about it a little bit more later, but they're also performing on the East Coast sometime soon. Guys, welcome to Punch Up the Jam.
Thank you.
So good to be here.
We are jazzed.
Yes. Stoked. Pumped.
The way I'm required to begin is to ask you, why did you think of I Need to Know by Mark Anthony when I asked you what song do you want to punch up?
Oh my goodness. So many reasons. The first reason being that my mother teaches Zumba. Zumba Gold. Okay.
Karen.
You don't have to say anything more. That spoke volumes.
Shout out to Karen O'Brien. I love you, Mom. My mom is a great Zumba teacher, and this is a no-fail selection on her Zumba playlist. She loves this song. She has no problem with the amount of times the chorus is repeated. She loves that about this song. And I think every boomer mom loves that about this song.
Yeah, it might be a pro in terms of your Zumba instruction.
That kind of makes sense because Zumba is very repetitive in the motions. So every time they do, I need to know there's probably like a combo.
Exactly.
There's like a step kick, you know.
So like Mark Anthony killed it in the Zumba track game.
I'm sure that was his goal.
And I just remember, I specifically remember, I have a vivid memory of listening to this song in a tour bus with my youth ballet company that I was traveling with. We were doing the Nutcracker. We traveled to Lakeland, Florida. Mm-hmm. And I remember, I mean, it had to be in the late 90s when the song came out. And I remember it playing. And I remember my dance teacher being like, there needs to be more like verses. Like, where are the other verses? like he could have stood for like a verse or two more and like maybe three or four less choruses.
It is funny too because I took a gander at it after years of not hearing it on repeat on the radio every day. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, he not only has so many choruses repeated, but he then repeats the statement multiple times within the chorus itself.
This song really needs to know.
Also,
it really, really needs to know.
Also, what the fuck does he need to know? Like, he never, like, asked the question. Like, what is the question?
Just come out with it, man. I think we, let's listen to the song and we can definitely, I think we can discern what he wants to know.
Let's find
even though, I mean,
it's a
we
mystery.
Might be able to agree that he should just come out with it. But let me give you a little background.
Maybe he should just come out
here. You know, for me, this song, you could recognize this song just with one note. You know, you hear
that.
That's
it. You know.
You hear that.
The worst synthesized violins you've ever heard in your life.
From a professional violin player.
It hurts my heart as a violinist to hear that terrible synth of a violin. It's not even a violin.
But not for nothing. Even for any song that gets like super overplayed and like maybe you feel is not the best song, the guy is legendary. Like, he's legendary in like Latin music and pop world music. And like, man, this track played over and over on the radio.
Oh my God, much.
Give it a go.
This song was a giant hit. It came out in August 1999. Now I'm just getting into
August
'99. The background of the song.
Oh yeah.
That's right. It's Song Facts. You said Mark Anthony is huge, and that's like an understatement. He's the biggest selling salsa artist ever. I think a lot of people think that he's Latin American just because he owns this market, but he's a New Yorker, grew up here, grew up in Spanish Harlem. I think his dad played the guitar, and he got into singing by way of the hip-hop scene, especially Latin hip-hop scene. And so in the 80s, he's doing like backup vocals on house tracks.
Yeah, probably freestyle too,
and
right?
Then yes, doing freestyle records.
Oh my gosh,
and then
I
he
love
pivoted
it.
Into salsa when he got a record deal and had a pretty big hit record in the early 90s that had a like number one song on the dance charts, but dance only. And then he's just doing Latin, or just doing Spanish language stuff throughout the 90s.
Wow.
And this album, which is called Mark Anthony, featured I Need to Know, came out in August 1999. And I think the most important thing to like know about setting this in history is that it was jumping off of or supported by, springboarded by a larger movement of Spanish language artists coming into the English charts.
Right?
That's the same year that you have the mega hit of Livin' La Vida Loca.
Oh my God. I mean, that was, I played the shit out of J-Lo's album On the Six.
Yeah.
That album, oh my gosh. And then her sophomore album was also huge, and I think that was like 1 or 2 years later. That whole genre of music. Who's the guy with the Enrique Iglesias?
Yes.
Mole, they killed
it. What about
it.
Shakira?
Shakira.
Exactly right.
Shakira.
Enrique Iglesias, Shakira are all happening in 98, 99. Livin' La Vida Loca comes out the beginning of the year in 1999.
Livin' La Vida Loca.
So they just fast-tracked this record, but in doing a little bit of research, I found out that that the existence of this record seemed to have a little bit to do with some label beef. Where Mark Anthony had been on this label RMM with an executive named Ralph Mercado, who You know about Ralph Mercado?
Yeah, like he produces a lot of stuff, I think.
Yes. So they started to fight about like, oh, Mark Anthony thinks that maybe he's not getting as much as he's owed and was toying with an English language album. He had done the one in the early 90s, but a lot of stuff has changed in the music industry over the course of the 90s. And so when Mark Anthony switches labels and jumps over to Columbia, which has this like super-powered executive, Tommy Mottola. He's the guy that was at
Oh my God,
Sony.
Who's that?
He married Mariah Carey, you know, big music industry name, right? I think Mottola kind of wanted to show off. Like, we got Mark Anthony away
flex.
From the...
Oh, yeah.
We're ready to flex.
Oh, yeah.
So he hires... This is the name of the producers that if you have the habit of reading the backs of CDs, you'll recognize these names.
Oh, I missed
names.
That, yeah.
Mottola hired Corey Rooney, Rodney Jerkins, Dan Shea, and Walter Afanasieff to produce Mark Anthony's album. That's four different producers, each of which just is littered with Grammys. Each one of these guys like either produced a platinum album for Celine Dion or Mariah Carey or Beyonce or just like the biggest names of the 90s and today.
Don't get me. I won't open the Pandora's box of Celine Dion. I am a massive Celine Dion fan.
Well,
but
then
anyways.
Then just draw that line straight to this album.
I do.
They got Celine Dion's producer, Afanasieff, to help make Mark Anthony's album. Then they're like, this guy's not enough. We're going to get three other super producers that are all just like ladling hits out into the charts every year. And they, with their powers combined, they put together this album and named it Mark Anthony, you know, presumably because they're like, we're introducing this man to a whole new
That's
market.
Very flattering.
And
like, what backing to have that from like the music industry. Whenever I think like the comedy industry is tough, I just think about the music industry. I'm like, thank God I'm not in the music industry.
Oh, there was a point in time where I thought that I was going to be the first white female rapper. This was in high school when I used to freestyle rap in my Subaru station wagon after large amounts of smoking weed.
How did that unfold for you?
I didn't.
the rapping was confined to the Subaru.
It was mostly confined to the Subaru and my friend's basement in Brooklyn. And then I used to freestyle at parties in college in Boston. I challenged Eminem to a freestyle at one point.
What?
This was before he was like Eminem. You know, this was...
Behave.
How on earth would this ever come about? What
circumstances? Okay, so I was very much a club kid in New York, starting when I was very young, and I took that to Boston with me, but because it's really hard to use a fake ID in Boston, they took it away immediately. They were like, this is fake, get out of here. So my loophole was becoming a club promoter and going to lots and lots of shows and just being known on Lansdowne Street, you know. It's ridiculous. And so I went to the Lyricist Lounge concert and my friend was like, yo, you don't understand, very Long Island, you don't understand, there's this new rapper, this underground rapper, I love him, he's amazing, his name is Eminem. I was like, ugh, what the fuck is that? And then
he's named after a candy.
Oh my God, what
this
is that?
This child.
And I was like very much a lyricist back then. I was doing spoken word. I was like very much into this. I was like undergroundhiphop.com. It was like a feed or a chat room or whatever about underground hip hop. And I was very obsessed with this.
I love a website called undergroundhiphop.com.
Oh my gosh. It was crazy. And so, yeah. So after the show, I listened to his lyrics. I was like, you killed your baby's mother with a shovel. Very nice. Very nice. That's very nice. And my friend was like, let's try to find a way to hang out with him. So I started flirting with his hype man, Royce the 5'9".
Wow.
And we went back to their hotel room. And
just, you know, deploying the weapons you had. Using the tools that you had.
You know. Yeah, just a little bit of mouth weapons. And then either before or after I gave Royce the 5'9 some fellatio, I challenged Eminem to a freestyle. And he declined, unfortunately. But I was a ballsy little college kid. Yep. Oh,
he declined. You went for the deadly combo of fellatio and freestyle. But, you know.
Now that's my memoir right there.
That's funny.
you know, if you get nothing out of this interview other than a memoir title, I feel like it's a success. You
I've gotten so much already. I'm going to be watching, you know, Rachel's Celebrity Ghost Hunter video. I mean, I'm going to look up, like, what kind of injections Mark Anthony can get to help him out.
Aww. You do freestyle and what?
I will watch your career with great interest.
I love it.
Okay, I've got to start playing clips
Please.
Of this song.
Yes.
Now, the opening is like immediately recognizable. It's like it's blending the R&B and hip hop with a few key Latin instruments here. What the hell am I talking about?
Synthesized violin. Just play so the Latin. Thing,
yes. Okay, play it again. Play that phrase twice.
I mean,
bam, 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 bam. Yes. Okay, now we're into
it. I mean, it's so Zumba. Like,
it's so Zumba.
Overwhelmingly so Zumba.
Tell me, sorry, coming from the scion of a Zumba dynasty,
yes.
What makes it Zumba? Can you help us understand what makes this so Zumba? I mean, I understand it in my soul, in my bones.
I mean, that synth violin is giving me salsa. And then we have like this amazing percussion right at the start. So that like would help a Zumba teacher to be like to count stuff in. Even though
five, six, seven, eight.
Which the funniest part about that is my mom never counts things in. Like, and I tried to tell her that because I'm a professional dancer. Mm-hmm. And my mom is like she's a self-taught dancer. There's generations of dancers in my family. And
sure. You follow the American dream of dancing. She's a self-taught dancer.
She was a self-taught dancer.
Professional dancing.
Her mother, my grandmother, was a cultural dancer from Sweden. Mm-hmm. And so I tried to tell her, like, you gotta count it in. Like, you gotta give us the steps and then be like, and in eight counts we're gonna start this phrase. No.
Mm-mm.
She likes to just like bang, like get them. She likes to just like,
oh my
shock
God.
Them
I wanna
with
take,
choreography.
I
this is
take
an audio
Zumba
only
Karin.
Medium, but I just want to share that Kirsten is pointing very aggressively doing an impersonation of her mom, saying like, when you're supposed to start dancing, what I'm getting from this is yes. that your mom just points right at their face and everyone knows that means go.
Right.
She just launches into a phrase, and it's very abrupt, and you just got to go with it. Yeah, when she comes to the last time she was in New York, I rented a studio. My friends and I all did a Zumba class.
Stop.
So everyone, I will keep you posted. Follow me on social media. I'll let you know when my mom is back.
Oh,
in town.
My God. Zumba with Karin.
Just listening
I'm
to
here
you,
for it.
My core is getting more fit
I mean,
in this conversation.
Yeah, she's incredible.
Okay, we've got to get to a lyric
Please.
Here and understand what the heck
it's,
is happening
it's
with
gonna
this.
Be a while, just
this
so you know.
Guy. Okay, we're still in this intro. The fake trumpet comes in.
Okay. Trumpets are so good in a Latin song.
Oh,
it's just like.
Here we go.
They say around the way you ask for me.
Oh, okay.
There's even talk about you wanting me.
Talk about you wanting me.
I must admit that's what I want to hear.
Okay.
But that's just talk until you take me
okay,
there.
Let me just pause. Let me just pause. Yeah, yeah.
He's dropping hints as to what he wants to know.
Where does he want her to take him?
Yeah.
I think this is innuendos.
Sure.
Yeah,
he wants that combo.
Yeah.
Freestyle and fellatio.
He wants the choreography.
Oh, wow. Is that the name of the episode?
I don't
Freestyle
know.
Freestyle and fellatio.
You know, he must admit that's what I want to hear. Of course. What guy doesn't want to hear that he's
that
desirable?
That he's
yeah,
wanted.
It's like, there's nothing revolutionary here. I think the thing that I hate the most about it is the second line. There's even talk about you wanting me.
You've
like,
not only
talking?
Asked for me, who? You want me.
And what, just who?
What, there's like rumors?
And we have four super producers on this thing.
You know what?
And the clumsy way it comes out. There's even talk about you wanting me.
I have a
who
theory.
Talks like that?
I have a theory.
Okay.
I bet he wrote it in Spanish and this is the translation.
I looked that up.
It probably sounds so much better in Spanish.
And you would think.
But no.
There is a Spanish
Isn't there a Spanish version of
this? It's called Dímelo. You know, tell me.
Tell me.
But it came second.
Somehow
they wrote this backwards ass rhyme and then they translated it into Spanish. Dímelo, tell me. And I don't know, something about, like, it just doesn't come out like the way that you would ever say.
No,
it. There's even talk about you wanting. I've heard that it might be true that you are wanting me.
It's really...
Come on, man.
Yeah, not the greatest lyric.
Okay, but now we get into... It. I'm going to call this the pre-chorus, because there's really, okay, like, there's really two stanzas that we're going to hear 10 times cumulatively. I'll call the first one the pre-chorus. Here it is. True, don't leave. If it's true... If it's true, this talk about you wanting me, tell me what you're feeling.
I need to know, girl, you gotta let me know which way.
And here's the chorus.
I need to know.
One more.
I need to know. Tell me, baby girl.
Oh, wait. One more time. Oh, no, wait.
How about
one more
again?
Time. Oh, wait, one more time. Oh, and one more time.
Oh, boy. Okay. Okay, so, you know, we're like a minute and a half in here on this 4 minute
song. Don't leave
song.
Me all alone, baby.
I just actually had a very sweet realization that I think part of the reason that my mom loves this song, I'm her only daughter, she calls me baby girl.
Mm.
And her dad called her baby girl.
Mm.
Which is really sweet. And I think that's part of the reason she probably loves it.
That Mark Anthony is her dad's ghost.
It's full circle.
Mark Anthony is actually your granddad.
I wish I'd be rich.
Skeleton. Yeah. Okay. So the pre-chorus is like, if it's true, this idea about this rumor about you wanting me, don't leave me all alone. You can tell me what you're feeling. You've got to let me know which way to go, namely into bed or out of bed, I guess.
Yeah.
Into a relationship.
Let's
or
be honest.
Which way to go? Are we flirting or what? And then he says, because I need to know, the chorus itself is just the same little couplet twice.
Yes.
I need to know. Tell me, I need to know. Holy cow. I mean, we're going to hear the phrase I need to know about 95 times in this song.
It's a lot.
So we're going back to the second verse, and then we've heard all of the lyrics there are to hear.
Which is incredible.
And then we're into a maelstrom of repetition.
Oh, good word.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, here's verse two.
Every thought is of this being true.
My every thought is of this being true.
It's getting harder not to.
Oh, I know what's getting harder. Mm.
Oh, come on, Rachel.
We're sick.
Look. He said, I'm where I want to be, but yeah, I need you here with me. She's got to finish the job.
Sure. Sure.
We are perverts if you have not noticed.
Do you like how I like instantly put on a Brooklyn accent when I get sexual? It's so hot.
I'm like, you gotta finish me off. Come on.
Oh, God, right.
I know.
So literally he's explaining it very well. It's difficult. It's getting harder not to think of you. Just the existence of the word hard and you're talking about erections.
Well, yeah.
You know. This is another one of those same backwards English lines.
Yeah.
My every thought is of this being true. This rumor, I guess. But like, who talks that? Come on.
No one talks that way.
They're just trying to rhyme with, it's hard not to think of you.
Mm-hmm.
It's so clumsy. And it's just kind of a throwaway. They're just dying to get back to this chorus. They knew that they had a catchy hook with need to know. Just so simple. This tiny motif. And so the formula was, we're going to do that 100 times. The verse is just like a little break in between.
It doesn't matter. They're like, let's throw something in there and get back to that chorus.
Yeah, the verse is such a nothing burger. Only thing is, I need you here with me. Okay.
And like, the rhyming is really simplistic.
It's exactly what I'm screaming. Nothing gets my co-host and brother Andrew going more than like a lazy rhyme. So I'm playing it on his behalf here.
You.
Just like, Drew
me.
And you,
me.
Me and me. Verse one, I didn't call it out at the time. Sorry to say. They rhymed me with me.
Ah, lazy.
Rhyming the word with yourself, that's a major no-no on Punch Up the Jam. You don't like to see rhyming a word with itself. The way you've asked for me, rhyming with you wanting me, come on!
Yeah.
Yeah. If you do that, you get slapped with a slap bass. Okay. Okay, now we're back to our second set of pre-chorus and chorus. Anything new being introduced here?
only thing being introduced here is Zumba moves. Okay.
Sure.
I've got a salsa step coming for you.
What can we say about what do we like about this? The beat is so strong.
It's like a cha-cha.
You're drawn out to the
dance. Cha-cha-cha.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good cha-cha. I think that's also what makes it so good as like a Zumba song and a Latin dance song is you can do a few different things to it.
You could do salsa to it. You could do cha-cha to it. You could do a lot of stuff. And it's not too fast of a BPM.
Yeah, exactly.
So the older folks, in the Zumba can really appreciate it.
Zumba Gold, it's called.
It's because it's a really slow, it's a slow cha-cha. It's one, two, cha-cha-cha.
Yeah, but it works to do your 90s hip-hop routines as well.
Oh, I would totally do that.
If you try to throw your, you try to set yourself back 20 years to when this thing came out, it did sound a lot fresher than it does now, if it's coming out on the English language radio, on the top 40 charts, just a few years after grunge, like boy bands are just coming in at this time. This song sounds fresh.
That was like the Latin boom, so I think was also like what made it so hot.
Yeah, I was probably driving around in my Subaru Blast in this at some
point.
Yeah.
You know? It doesn't. I mean, you know, now we're post Despacito. We're in an era where the most important artist in the world is Bad Bunny, who is just raps and sings in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And so to hear this as fresh is difficult.
Right.
But yeah, 1999, this is popping off.
Yeah.
Now, I paused because we just finished the second chorus. I don't mind talking over this because we're going
to
hear this chorus five times. That was the second time. I cried to even say that out loud. But the next, we have the last kind of interesting thing that happens here, or last different section, which is a tiny little solo.
Oh.
Check this out.
Give it to me.
Conga.
Oh.
A conga solo. When do you get that on the Billboard Hot 100? This song's a huge hit. This song is number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100. It has a conga solo.
I love it.
I love it.
I love a conga drum.
And the conga solo, it's just pure chaos. I'm just rolling it back because they sort of like, they mixed it real hot. It's up front. Because it's the conga solo, but it's also so short. This is a pop
just
song.
It's not a Latin jazz. Yeah.
It's not a Latin jazz song where this guy gets a whole minute and then they're going to pass the solo around to the trumpet player. It's a pop song. So this guy's only getting two bars and he just goes absolutely
nuts.
Monkey nuts. I just have to play it again.
I'm going to smash these two bars.
All right, well, this is my moment! The timbale guy's in there too. He got two bars.
Lit.
Oh, crazy, man.
Fire.
Just pass the mic around to the two drummers. Okay, back to the song. Now we're into...
He needs to know.
This is chorus 3.
Oh.
Just put the tally marks up on the wall like you're in the Eastern State Pen, just counting down the days until this song is over.
It is such a good dance song, though. Like, as a dancer... Like, you can just smash this. Like, it's so fun. Like, even my mind starts to, like, go with choreography.
Yeah.
Like, salsa choreography.
You can do a little salsa stuff.
I can do a lot of salsa.
So
easy turns.
Much.
Partner moves.
Or
you
just straight up bump and grind.
Yes. Or you just, like, body roll forever.
Okay, we're back in it. We had a prequel. We're now back onto the fourth chorus. This is the fourth chorus. Song's not over. We're back into a fourth pre-chorus.
Doesn't it go a cappella at the end?
That's it.
Yes,
we're about to roll up onto the breakdown.
Sorry, spoiler alert.
No, that's okay. Just a little preview. Here comes the final chorus.
Beautiful.
I need to know.
Don't leave me.
Tell me, baby girl, cause I need to know. I need to know. I need to know.
Tell me, baby girl, cause I need to know.
And that's
which
it.
A beautiful, dramatic a cappella ending.
Yeah, and
I
it's
love
some,
the dramatic
some nice
acapella.
Vocal harmonies.
Yeah. Okay,
beautiful.
Yeah, so what? Great example, Rachel. What do we like about this? I love that the chorus is a whole platoon of Mark Anthony's singing harmony, while solo Mark Anthony, the harmony Mark Anthony's are kind of panned off into a big, wide stereo chorus, so it sounds like it's a big group. Mm. And then solo Mark Anthony is in the middle just crying.
Don't leave me. Don't leave me.
You know, just kind of like ad-libbing.
So
although I'm sad to say, as far as like, you know, the bummer of this song is just how much of the samesies it is, that even the ad-libs are kind of the same from chorus to chorus. He's doing the same riff over top of himself each time.
And that would be like also my criticism as a dancer. It doesn't offer a lot of like moments, like variety. It doesn't offer like, there's
you mean
no
like
bridge.
The, like the two bar conga solo?
Yeah. Yeah. Like that's it. That's all you get.
Yeah. You get to that fifth chorus, you're really stretching your ability to bring something new to the dance floor.
They've definitely done this on Dancing with the Stars, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, I feel like this is a very good Dancing with the Stars.
If not multiple times.
This is very Googleable.
If not multiple times.
Yeah.
I'm envisioning like some
you can see it
some clumsy like football player like shaking it during the conga solo.
Oh yes. And like a beautiful dancer in like
course.
A gorgeous salsa outfit. Oh my God. Incredible.
I like that they snuck the conga solo in. Consider a punch-up in which the whole song is a conga solo. Think about it.
That sounds incredible.
Think about it.
I kind of want to send you real violin for this song.
Sure. You could just replacing the synth instruments.
It's only like a measure.
It's only one measure.
Repeated.
All you have to do is only four notes. That's
it. Yeah. That's it. You just did it.
Can you do those five notes?
I'm going to send it to you. I have to.
Incredible.
Just let me know your tempo.
Well, you hit on the thing that like as a musician kind of annoys me the most, which is this is major offender in the we only did two chords and then did the whole song over that. The verse is the same as the pre-chorus, which is the same as the chorus. It's just my old is on it's on a da da da, and you play those same two chords backwards.
Yep.
And we just did the whole song.
Yeah.
It never changes from that.
No. Nope.
Whether you're singing I Need to Know or you're singing If It's True, if you're saying the verse or whatever, it's all happening over those same two chords back and forth.
You know, and then that being said, like, one is that it gives me so much respect for musicians that are so much more creative, like, with their music and with their instruments and, you know, their songs that they're creating. Like, I have so much more respect now. And then on the other hand, I'm like, stuff doesn't have to be complicated to be enjoyable.
Yeah, you know, if the goal is to be a dance track, you know, you don't need 85 chords.
Yeah, like this, like on some level, like we all liked this song at one time. I think it was very overplayed and it is very repetitive. So it loses its luster quickly, but it was a good song. It was a hit.
You know, a lot of pop music is like this, where it's just super catchy, it's repetitive, and maybe that's why it does well, because it's easy for people to regurgitate.
Right, and then you think about someone like Lady Gaga, who has classical training, who the basis of all of her pop songs is in, like, the composition of classical music. Like, she has the kind of training to apply that to her pop music, you know, so it's a little more complex.
I'm going to call Mark Anthony and tell him you said that.
I mean, for my own sake, I don't wish for Mark Anthony to hear this episode because I trashed him a little bit. And the guy has been through enough. He lost J-Lo, you know.
Yeah, he doesn't get to sip from that fountain anymore.
But he's also like a mega millionaire, I think.
Yeah, he's
fine.
He's probably chilling. He's got his...
He's great.
I think that's an understatement. You know, we already established that this guy is the biggest selling salsa artist of all time.
Yeah.
He's okay.
He has won several Grammys. He sold, guess how many million albums?
Oh, my.
12.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he's fine.
And he's probably toured around the world.
Oh, yeah.
He plays the biggest venues in every city, Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
He was playing Madison Square Garden, you know, before this song even came out. Like, he's a titan. He's a titan
of
the industry.
Yeah.
He's sitting on a mountain of money.
In the Latin community.
And he's currently engaged to Miss Universe. But
is he?
Oh.
Well, I think,
Let's ask the question.
I know. I think so.
He's got a huge cock, doesn't he?
Oh, I thought you were going to say he's gay.
No. I mean, how is he?
Money.
I'm sorry. Money.
Money, money,
fame,
money.
Money, fame. Okay, yes. But like, J-Lo Miss Universe. Like, I don't know. Like, I just...
Maybe he's suave. Suave.
You know
he's
what?
Got suave. A big dick.
Suave. Right? He looks like he gives good head. Well, I don't know if he has a big dick.
Well, his mouth has talent. So
maybe. I mean,
that.
Maybe he's well endowed.
You know,
but maybe he's
if
very
you are
romantic.
Sitting on, you know, $250 million.
Oh, my God.
It's a money penis, you know.
Oh, wow.
Money
you
penis.
Just get fucked with a money penis. Wow.
I need that. I need that in my life. I've had the regular penis. It's
well,
fine.
Listen, Mark money Anthony penis. Had a kid with his girlfriend like way back in the 90s. Then he married a different Miss Universe in 2000, divorced in 2004.
Wow.
That same year, he married Jennifer Lopez. They were married for 10 years. They divorced in 2014. That same year, he married a model named Shannon DeLima. They
wow.
divorced in 2017. He's hasn't been married since then, but is now engaged to... a very recent Miss Universe who, as you can guess, is therefore in her early 20s.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. What is, yeah. He's in his 50s.
He's 54, yeah.
Oh. Wow.
He's 54, yeah. So,
I mean, okay, listen, so my parents had a 20-year difference. So, like, I grew up with that being, like, pretty normal. But we're talking, that's like a 35-year difference. I don't know.
Wow.
It's a little.
We'll say it's a pattern. But you know what? We haven't really talked about in terms of what is Mark Anthony's appeal, but it's relevant to the song, is how good this dude can sing. Every note sounds like he's crying. For both for better and for worse.
Mm.
Every time he starts singing a line, his voice cracks, but in the perfect, most artsy. It's part of the style, too, right? Just
yes.
like same way that a country
exactly
artist is required to start like way down in the basement and go like, well, there I was, and all of a sudden you know yeah. it was country. The same way
yeah.
Mark Anthony starts
Dynastic.
Every line with like, my every thought of you asking me, except
yeah.
he's just like so precise about it. He's killing it.
I believe that's called the glottal stop.
Okay, glottal stop.
It's when you sort of hit the your
yeah, when you
your
hit a
vocal cord with a
when you hit a vowel but stop your vocal cords, like this would be a glottal as opposed to ha ha,
yeah,
like
thank
starting
you.
With an aspiration,
right? Wow. Isn't it kind of glottally?
Yeah, it is glottally, but he's
also kind of crying.
He's also adding this break,
yeah,
the cry.
Yeah.
Mark Anthony.
Which, I mean...
You're gonna make me cry.
Which, that's super interesting, like, historically. That's very interesting historically for Latin music. Like, because you think about, like, flamenco music and, like, that sound vocally and how it has so much influence from Africa and from, what's it, from, like, Middle Eastern music. Like, that... you know, like, I'm not, like, a great singer, but, like, that, like, crying sound.
Oh, the sort of chant,
yeah,
cry,
and
yeah.
which, like, went into, you know, was then subscribed in, like, Mexican music and, like, mariachi music and, I don't know, I'm not, like, a music historian or anything, but I do find that stylistically interesting because mm-hmm. then you immediately recognize what style of music, you know, like, if we didn't hear that with the track, we would know it's Latin music, Latin pop.
Yeah. you would know it. And all of Mark Anthony's wives and partners also felt it.
Love it.
As well.
They're
know?
Also,
they
can you imagine what sex sounds like with Mark Anthony?
I need to know. Did you come? I'm just asking.
And the answer's no.
Oh, no.
I mean, I don't know.
You know, it's a deadly 1-2 punch. Amazing voice and sitting on a mountain of money. Who doesn't want to marry that?
I mean, yeah. I mean, he did make it the longest with J-Lo. I mean, he gets that title because she has had a lot of partners
she
as well.
Also,
well
she
so
also,
has he.
Yeah, so has he.
Yeah.
So theirs was the longest
theirs
union.
Theirs was the longest. He nailed her down.
Yeah.
He nailed her down
well,
for 10
you know,
years.
Both
to
of
be
them
fair,
burned,
I
too,
mean,
they burned too bright.
They probably like really had a connection based on like, you know, cultural, you know, because like
both New York,
both New York,
Latin.
Yeah,
major Latin stars and already just hugely famous. So,
yeah,
you right.
Have,
you know what I'm saying? Like her and Ben Affleck, maybe not so culturally relatable, but, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, and they had children together. Like that is who she had children with. And, you know, she does speak very fondly of him in terms of his help with her developing as a musician. So she credits him with a lot of that. And let's be honest, like, there's another interesting cat. I mean, J-Lo makes hits. Vocally, do I love listening to her voice alone? maybe not, but her music as a whole, like, I jammed to those albums.
Well,
in
she's
the,
got
the late
really
90s.
Good producer.
Well, yeah.
Okay, our main complaint here is all of the repetition. Like, the song comes on, you're having a lot of fun dancing, and then, you know, 2.5 minutes in, you're like, finish it up already. So,
yes.
You know, could be as simple as we're just chopping off a minute. But unfortunately, on Punch Up the Jam, we don't make things simple. We almost always take the hard road, and we are worse for the wear for it. So we're going to take a break, and I'll come back with a punched up version. Okay, we're back, and I have to say what stuck in my mind, I think maybe because it was one of the last things we were talking about, is how Mark Anthony is, well, I would say a serial monogamist. Well, I'll just trust that he's not out there playing the field, but I don't know. But the evidence shows that he's a serial monogamist. And he's had a series of brief marriages to younger, beautiful women. He's sitting on a mountain of money. There's a lot to like about Mark Anthony, but there's a trail of tears here. And I have to say, quite frankly, I'm not extremely hopeful about his upcoming marriage to Miss Universe, who's 30 years his junior. It could work, but the odds are against him. And my position on this song is Mark Anthony is out here seeing a girl notice him and saying, do you like me or what? Everyone says that you like me. I need to know, do you like me? Tell me. And what I'm saying here to you, and therefore to the world listening to this podcast, is maybe Mark Anthony does not need to know. Maybe he should just go about his biz. Maybe he does not need to know. So I have made a very stupid punch up for you today. I'm usually in the habit of making extremely brainy, very erudite punch ups. And I have made a really dumb one for you in which I really believed it needed to come from Mark Anthony's mouth himself. So I have chopped up his original vocal and moved it around so that now the song is I Don't Need to Know.
Oh my God, I cannot wait.
The song is now the opposite of the original song, and I think it's a lot better. You're out on the dance floor, somebody notices you, they're looking at you. You're feeling it, still the same vibes.
They don't say you asked for me. They're not even talking about me. I must admit I want to hear about me. I must admit that's just me. Leave me alone out here.
We need a few more drums.
Double those congas, timbales.
Oh my god.
You always wanted the drummers to just flip and go nuts. Why did they only give them four bars? Let these guys break bad.
Girl, I'm getting hard. Exactly.
I knew that would be your favorite lyric. Girl, I'm getting hard. Exactly.
I think, Evan, you inadvertently wrote the theme song to every woman getting catcalled in New York City.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah, leave me all alone. I don't
leave
need
me
to
alone.
Know. I don't need to know. Leave me alone.
Great. Yeah, perfect. Take
I
this
don't
one.
Need to know.
Take this one out to the streets, ladies.
I don't need to.
And men. Take it out to the streets.
That was beautiful.
Thank you so much. Thanks for your receptiveness. And I guess, you know, in some small way, I hope that every punch-up makes it back to the original artist. But this one in particular.
God, I really hope so.
I hope this one makes it back to Mark.
That's really funny. Are these, like, downloadable? Do we have the joy?
Yeah, well, you know, there's only two places you can get this song, which is, if you're on our Patreon, you get to hear this song without me cackling over it like an insane witch. The second place that you can get a copy of this punch-up is by being a guest on the show. You guys get a copy right in your email. That's,
oh my god, I'm delighted. Yeah.
There is no payment for coming on here. We just tit for tat go and guest on each other's shows. As a bonus, you get an MP3 of I Don't Need to Know.
Getting paid in that song is very generous, and I want to thank you.
This has been a delight. It comes to the time in our show in which you guys can share some music, and we call it,
what is your walking in music?
What is your walking in music? I'll go first so you don't have to be first out on the fire. My inspiration this week is really friggin' simple. After you mentioned it in our conversation, I started thinking about Skeletor. And I was thinking about, I need a fresh look walking into the club.
Mm.
This is my new song, Walking Into the Club, because it truly gets me pumped up.
And the masters of the universe!
Yeah!
Eternia,
something about this song is so friggin' hype.
This is Cringer, my fearless friend. Fabulous secret powers were revealed to me the day I held aloft my magic sword and said, by the power of grace.
If I roll into the club to the He-Man theme song, am I turning heads? Yes.
Became the mighty
that's Battle Cat. Cringer turns into Battle. It's not just He-Man that transforms. Also, his cat transforms. But when here comes the Skeletor part.
Only three others share this secret. Our friends, the Sorceress, Man-at-Arms, and Orko. Together, we defend Castle Grayskull from the evil forces of Skeletor.
I'm crazy about his laugh. And so if I Don't Need to Know hits right after that track, then everybody's kind of got Skeletor in their mind.
Wow.
And they can make the connection.
Wow.
You know what I mean? I don't know. That song gets me way lit. I would strut in and...
That's the song you enter into like a wrestling ring to. You know, you have like a silk robe and then like a sick outfit underneath.
100%. And you want to establish a very clear connection between you and having huge muscles.
I just love that I knew when you were like theme song and Skeletor, I was like, if he plays the He-Man theme, I'm going to lose my mind.
And
then
I did,
you did.
And you did. And,
yeah.
Rachel, what's your walk-in song?
So what?
Oh, yes. This is So What by Pink.
I guess I just lost my husband. I don't know where he went. So I'm gonna drink my money. I'm not gonna pay my rent. I got a brand new attitude and I'm gonna wear it tonight. I wanna get in trouble. I wanna start a fight.
This is extremely useful. I forgot about this song. Wow. I got to say, you know, you almost like don't need to even describe a scenario for this because she's like laying it out for you. I want to start a fight.
Yeah.
I...
Such a badass, and the video is really funny. I fucking love Pink so hard.
What is the first line of the song is, like, I lost my husband?
Yeah.
There's something so funny about that to me. Like, what's the first line? What's the first line of the song?
Yeah, the video is so funny. She's, like, just, like, not giving a shit. She's getting in fights. She's pissing on shit. She's just, yeah, she's so badass.
Have you ever used this to actually walk into something?
I have not, but I, you know, I would love to, you know.
What would that be if you did?
if I was like leaving a job, you know, or if it's like the day that I'm letting them know that I'm leaving, where I just like, I come in and I'm like, yeah, what's up? And then I'm like office space and I take my monitor and I throw it on the ground and I'm like, fuck you. And nice. I leave.
That is a little, you want it to be on your way out. You don't want it to be, I'm giving my 2 weeks notice and I have to stick here for 10 business days.
That's no, not that great. Bridge is going to get burned.
That's not great.
You come in, you break the monitor, you leave.
Okay, yeah, so you can't fire me, I quit song. That's great. If I'm going to start a fight, I don't play this song because I want the element of surprise. I don't want the song to tell them I'm going to start a fight. Then they're ready to get decked. I'll play something super sensitive, you know, Girl from Ipanema or something. And then I sucker punch it. Kirsten, what is your walk-in music?
Mine is Industry Baby.
Set the scene for us.
I mean, I think it would like, that would be like my walk-in music for my Netflix special. And then I would just send a link to that to all the agents and managers that passed on me with like no reference. I would just send it with like no context.
Yes. And they get the link, they click it. Oh man, this track, this beat is so thunderous. Yeah, it's so good. This is Industry Baby by Lil Nas X, featuring Jack Harlow. Oh, Kirsten, you're just getting your white collar revenge. These executives are crying at their desks. Weeping. Oh, that's an absolutely merciless pick. Absolutely sick.
It's such a good, I mean, that whole album is so fucking good.
Now, tell me about the Boss Bitch show and where people can find it and listen to it.
Oh, amazing. So our live stand-up show is every second Thursday of the month at the Comedy Shop in the West Village on Bleecker Street. We now have the Boss Bitch Show podcast. Wherever you listen to podcasts, you know, Spotify, Apple, Amazon, whatever your deal is.
I listen to all of them. I listen to each podcast on Spotify, and then I go over to Apple. So the next one would be August 11th. That would be the next live show in New York.
Yes, correct. Right? Next live show is August 11th, and then we will actually be up co-headlining at Laugh Boston on August 18th.
In Boston.
Yeah, which is going to be super fun. Go hit up our Bass in France. And yeah, you can find us on the social medias at Boss Bitch Show. I am the one Rachel Green, like the number one Rachel Green. She is Kizzy Co. Did I forget anything?
How do I spell Kizzy Co?
K-I-Z-Z-Y-K-O.
I should have guessed.
Yeah.
Because she's a knockout.
Kizzy Co is my family nickname, and I am from Boston. So I'm very excited to be in my hometown.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Man, what a pleasure to have you guys. You can follow the show at Punch Up the Jam. You can follow me at Get Some Evan. And you can get today's Punch Up and every other Punch Up that we do on the show on our Patreon.com/Gregory Brothers. Thanks for being here, everyone. We call this one Officially Punched.
Woo! Let's punch it.
Punch up the jam. Punch it up.
That was a HeadGum Original.